Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment. Gregory Scott Burton appeared in Huron County District Court on charges of larceny by conversion. According to court testimony, Burton entered into a lease agreement with a private party for a used truck and damaged refrigerated utility trailer. Burton made an initial payment of $5,000, followed by a subsequent payment of $700 approximately 1 month later. The complainant testified that despite multiple attempts to collect payment or recover the leased equipment, Burton failed to remit payment and would not disclose the location, his location, or the whereabouts of the trailer. Law enforcement became involved after the complainant was unable to resolve the matter. The district court judge bound the case over to Huron County Circuit Court. Burton is scheduled for arraignment on February 2nd at 9 a.m. And a Tuscola County Election Commission on Friday morning, this morning, declined to approve the recall petition language submitted against Elmwood Township Supervisor Chris Kraft and Treasurer Cheryl Kilborn. The petition, sponsored by Nicholas Bliss, sought to initiate recall efforts against two board members. After reviewing the submitted language, however, the commission determined it did not meet the requirements for factual clarity and sufficient substance under Michigan election law, and voted not to approve the wording as submitted. A certificate of determination reflecting the decision was issued and included in meeting materials. Because the language was not approved, the recall petition cannot yet be circulated for signatures or move forward toward a potential ballot measure. And Bay City police have arrested three male relatives, age 19 and 15, in connection with the shooting of a 39-year-old Essexville man outside an apartment building east of downtown. The victim, identified as Shane Gondko, was found Wednesday night with a gunshot wound to the head in the 1000 block of Center Avenue. He was initially treated at McLaren Bay Region before being transferred to Hurley Medical Center in Flint, where he remained in critical condition as of Friday. Authorities have not released the suspect's names or a possible motive and are asking anyone with information to contact the Bay City Department of Public Safety, Bay County Central Dispatch, or Crime Stoppers. When we come back after this Morel Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morel Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morel. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morel Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morel Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And we're back from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, Stanford AI breakthrough predicts disease from single night's sleep. Researchers at Stanford University announced today the development of a new AI system capable of predicting future disease risk using physiological data from just one night of sleep. The AI analyzes heart rate variability, breathing patterns, and brain waves to identify hidden signatures of emerging conditions. The study suggests the system can identify early markers of cardiovascular disease and neurodegenerative disorders up to 5 years before symptoms appear, Developers hope this technology will eventually be integrated into consumer wearables to provide accessible preventative health care. And in our international news, new research, coral reefs have a daily rhythm for microbes. Scientists at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem discovered that coral reefs act as ecosystem engineers by regulating the daily cycles of microscopic life in surrounding waters. The study published today found that microbial populations rise and fall in predictable patterns shaped by the reef's biological processes. This discovery suggests monitoring these microbial rhythms could serve as an early warning system for reef health. By understanding how reefs influence the invisible world around them, conservationists can better assess the impact of climate change on marine biodiversity. And we have one obituary to report for this hour. Daniel Dan J. McIntosh, age 72, of Elkton, passed away peacefully, surrounded by his family on Thursday, January 1st. Dan was born in Bad Axe on November 12, 1953. He married the love of his life, Sylvia Kaufman, on August 23, 1975. He is survived by his wife of 50 years, Sylvia, daughter Rachel, and son Michael, grandchildren, several aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and cousins. He will be remembered most for his kind smile, quick wit, and love for his family and friends. In accordance with Dan's wishes, cremation is to take place. The family will host a celebration of life at a later date this summer, honoring his wishes. To sign online guest books, visit cremationsocietymid.com. That's cremationsocietymid.com. Arrangements made with the Cremation Society of Mid-Michigan. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, information, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morrell Equipment.